This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's right. Happy Friday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. That is John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig on the ones, twos, threes, and fours. We're just going to keep adding numbers. How about that? Hold that. But you also involved, as you always are, by getting in on the text line, 713-572-4610. But then also appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And yesterday was a doozy, friends.
It was a day.
It was a day filled with all sorts of sports. I mean, for me personally, I got to play basketball, which I enjoy, but college football, a number of games on all the televisions, was really fun to watch.
I got to watch college football with my grandson.
Yeah, I saw it.
That's his first ever college football game.
He seemed animated about it, too.
Yeah, because he was talking to the
but
TV.
You had him watching Buffalo, Minnesota?
We were flipping.
Oh, okay. I was a little disappointed in that one. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. What was his best bet?
I'll let you know. He was born the week after, or 2 weeks after the Super Bowl.
So that what did young JJ feel about football?
Game, and his name is JJ. And that was his first football game. So, yes, good day. Good day. And then
there's the thing. The thing that caught the imagination of all sports fans because it was one, it was probably a lot more than one part, but the one part of it was just the absurdity of it, right? I have a group of friends that we kind of do this thing where we talk about Twitter days, like the days that just take over all of our collective imaginations and we have no option but to stop down and talk about it. Yeah. So it was a Twitter day, but also because of the Cowboys, there's an exponential kind of effect to it. Mm-hmm. And I cannot believe that Jerry Jones actually traded his probably single best player mere days before the start of the season because he was mad.
And not probably his single best player. I mean, this is a guy.
Well, I mean, do you want to make the argument? How do you feel about CeeDee Lamb?
No, he's the best player.
How do you feel about
Trayvon
Diggs?
Who's the best
pass
rusher of all time? Reggie White, probably.
Yeah,
and his numbers compare almost step by step with Reggie White.
And now his path now compares with Reggie White.
What happened when Reggie White was traded?
He goes from the NFC East to the Packers. Although, were they still the NFC East at that point? I don't think that's right. But yeah, they go from that, you know, that same, what would be that division now, to the Packers. And we'll see if Micah is able to live up to that.
Yeah.
But let's start here. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about all the other parts of it. But what are the lessons to be learned from this? Because we could stop and look at it and just rubberneck at this crash that has clearly happened up there in Dallas. We can even laugh a little bit. Schadenfreude is not above me, or beyond me, rather. Mm-hmm. But what are the lessons that we take away from this? Because first and foremost, this is one of the big reasons why you figure out deals early. That's one of the things I'm really happy about, because this deal should have been done last year. Now, maybe if you want to blame Micah Parsons aside and David Mulgett aside, at that point, I imagine that they were like, hey, we can wait and see. Actually, no. I think they wanted to get a deal done last year. It was the Jerry Jones and the Cowboys that were like, hey, we have some things. We want to push this off.
Yeah.
When you push that off, you open up the opportunity of, one, a real fight, which, of course, they came to it, And then Jerry Jones got upset and was not able to get a deal done. Actually, they might have been able to get a deal done, but Jerry Jones decided, no, I feel like we had a deal on a handshake agreement and you reneged, and so you have to go?
I think the what we learned from this goes one step before what you just said. What you said is accurate.
Okay.
It needs to be done early, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Everything you said is accurate. But one step before that is the real story here.
Okay, where's the real story, Mr. Storyman?
Jerry Jones is a buffoon. He's a buffoon. And he should not be running a team. He should not be making football decisions. That's where it starts, Reggie. Like people have said it for years, you know, that he needs a GM, blah, blah, blah.
That was one of the 3, 4, 6. Yeah. Hire a GM is the lesson you have here.
This whole story starts is he's a buffoon that has no business making football decisions. Then you can start talking about, you know, well, the football decision.
Once we move beyond the buffoon, you could talk about him being a buffoon. I probably wouldn't use those exact words, but I don't think you're wrong. I think that there is a level of ego that is all over this that leads me to another lesson, which is have a modus operandi. Mm-hmm. Have an MO for your organization. Because that's one of the things that, Figgy, we were just talking about this before the show. What were you expecting to happen with the Micah Parsons deal?
I thought they was going to sign a deal right before the game, honestly. Kind of like how they did with Dak Prescott, how they waited to the last minute, and then boom, he's a Cowboy for life, or whatever the case may be.
Right. So, I mean, it's not the best MO, but they were they don't have a plan on how they handle things, right? They could they have, if they had made the decision that, hey, this is how we want to handle this contract. Do we get things done early? These things are done early. Do we get things done late and we just pay him? Then he's paid. Do we decide that, hey, we want to move on from players early, like we're the Steelers or whatever. And, you know, hey, thank you, but we're not going to overpay. You trade him at before the draft. You get assets that you can then turn around and use to make your team better sooner rather than later. They don't have a plan as an organization. And, I mean, that feels like that is the basic. If you're running a sports team, if you're running a business, if you're running a household, have a gosh darn plan, and it is abundantly clear that they just, because of, I mean, I imagine some of this is probably because they don't have any responsibility to anyone. They clearly don't feel a responsibility to their fans. They just feel like whatever we feel like on a whim.
Yes.
So I can run my entire multi-billion dollar organization based off the idea that I feel like when I bought the team, I shook somebody's hand, and when I shake somebody's hand, they should hold up to that deal even though it's not agreed to and signed on the dotted line.
And this isn't like the Dust Bowl and you're making deals about your farm and a handshake is gold. No, you're right. No plan, no culture, no strategy, no anything, no strategy in terms of like, okay, all these options that you're giving out, you know, the what ifs. And we always talk about, and you know, we'll relate this to the Texans down the road in this show for sure. But we always talk about Nick Caserio. Every move already has other moves behind it, right? This has no moves behind it. Now you can overthink it, like, oh, you know, what they're doing is they're accumulating first round draft picks because Arch Manning isn't coming out till 27 and blah, blah, blah. Dude, you could have gotten more first round draft picks if you did it earlier.
So I'm trying to recall if this was Adam Schefter. There's been a number of NFL reporters that, of course, I've consumed as this has been everything. I believe it was Adam Schefter saying that he has heard from various other organizations that were like, we would have offered more.
Yes.
Right.
If you had a plan.
If you would open this up, which of course is sounds very much like the Luka Doncic deal where ooh, Dallas is down horrendous.
Yeah.
But like get the one, like at least create a market for yourself and get the best out of this, but you only get 2 first-round picks. And if you're talking about, oh, well, they have first round picks to make things better in the future, Jerry Jones clearly didn't have a plan in that regard because he's out there in a press conference yesterday talking about, well, we could turn these around and get players now.
Now, I'm like, what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They start. You start the season in a week.
And by the way, they didn't have a good offseason either.
No, they did not.
I feel like they didn't sign not one player this offseason.
Well, that was the story of
it. They never used free agency, and Jerry Jones going to get out here talking about, and of course, Jerry's a liar. Mm-hmm. Jerry just be talking. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones is trying to spin this as if this, in trying to say that in his 11-minute answer to the very first question, that they did, now they'll be better in the run-stopping game because Kenny Clark came over with those two first-round picks that they acquired. Kenny Clark, a 30-year-old defensive tackle, fine. Yeah. Not bad, but not great, right? Obviously, you're never going to get commensurate value when you trade away a superstar in any league, I don't think.
Yeah.
But he's fine. I think that that framework doesn't do him any service, but he's solid at stopping the run. Who gonna rush the passer, big dog?
Exactly. Exactly. And the other thing, even the deal itself is just, you know, we talk about how, you know, how they could have gotten more earlier, but even this deal, if you're going to make this blockbuster deal right before the season and the Packers definitely want it, the Texans traded more for Laremy Tunsil. They traded more for Laremy Tunsil than the Packers did.
I'm glad you bring this up. Is this the worst deal that we've seen, worst trade that we've seen executed in, let's say, this quarter century? Because I was like, modern NFL, you get to some interesting places like post-Super Bowl where obviously the Herschel Walker trade comes up.
Deshaun.
Deshaun Watson trade comes up because that's also a trade, but then also, you know, pay on the backside. But quarterbacks are weird because I was also going to bring up Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But quarterback is a place where it gets a little dicey. Non-quarterbacks is probably where you have to try and draw the line. And the closest other trade that I have is the Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was not in the same neighborhood.
No, I mean, like, you had, and let me see, because I did go and check this. Khalil Mack was 2018. You had Khalil Mack, a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick going to the Raiders for two firsts, a third, and a sixth.
Yeah, but you traded a first in there, too, with Khalil Mack.
No, you traded a second. I mean, yeah, a second. Which I think that is kind of...
that kind of evened out
the
a little
third
bit.
And the, so, like, it almost is two firsts. And then they made him the highest paid pass rusher. Like, that seems relatively close to what we're doing here.
Yeah.
But it feels like you could have gotten more for a guy who I would argue is probably better at this point than Khalil Mack was at that point.
Again, the Texans traded two firsts, a second, Julion Davenport and Johnson Batamosi for Laremy Tunsil. They didn't even get, like, the Cowboys, it's insanity what happened yesterday. Just the impact of it. And you said something that was really important. Sorry, Figgy. This type of trade should never happen. It should never, ever happen.
Not unless you absolutely want to. In fact, it doesn't happen unless you absolutely want to.
It don't happen this late like this.
And well, so, and also you could, you
if,
know, you
if it's going to happen, it's going to happen during the draft or something like that where you can get a top 10 pick or something like that. You could get more for him.
Yeah.
Someone said Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Herschel Walker, Ricky Williams. Yeah, that one was a rough one.
All those are good.
But I mean,
this is a Herschel Walker type trade if you really think about it.
They didn't get back enough though.
No, but I'm saying just impact on the team that got the pick. The Cowboys were the good team back then. You know what I'm saying? They won three Super Bowls.
Yeah, but they're the team to get the.
But
get
I
the
felt like
yeah.
no, I felt like nobody overpaid in this trade though. They just didn't get a bang for their buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said Trey Lance. Oh, Trey Lance is a bad one. Of course, still in the quarterback realm, but you give up future first, mortgaging the franchise for a quarterback that ultimately had not played enough football and then got hurt on top of while you had him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if enough people bring that to Kyle Shanahan's doorstep on the, hey, man,
he
lucked you've
up
got
on
a great
quarterback. Yeah. He lucked up on a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Man, that is the saving grace because they've been out here trying to make it shake, getting all the talent, having a lot of, you know, obviously great schematics, and they needed a quarterback, And when they went up there and tried to upgrade, which I thought was the right way to go about this, mind you, because Jimmy Garoppolo wouldn't take you, wasn't winning no Super Bowls for you, right?
Yeah.
I saw them, and I saw Kyle Shanahan in the Super Bowl actively like trying to mitigate the imagined harm that Jimmy Garoppolo would do to them by not having the football in his hands, really.
Yeah.
So I get it. Try and go get a quarterback. The way that he did it was a problem.
Yeah.
But one of the other lessons that we have from the Micah Parsons debacle is don't let your feelings mess up your money.
100%.
Because this was all feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because you would think that with the way that this trade is very clearly a loss for the Cowboys, I don't know, you could try and spin it the way that you want to or whatever. They're in Dallas. It feels like they're not as outraged as you might have imagined.
Oh, boy, I don't know. You would know before me, but...
Well, there's people that are, like the Holden, just generally, people don't like that kind of usurping of the hierarchy of authority or whatever. But then
I think that's cope, man.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
There's people that in that ecosystem know that Michael Parsons is a little bit of a child. Mm-hmm. Like he can, you know, he needs to kind of be focused in. There are some times where maybe even players in that locker room would be upset because, hey, your responsibility is to do this. And he's like, well, I'm just going to go rush the passer. And I get the frustration. However, he's Micah bleeping Parsons.
I was going to say, all that said, horrible.
It's the same thing in Cleveland with Myles Garrett. A lot of people been irritated with Myles Garrett for a long time, but at the end of the day, it's still Myles Garrett,
he's
man.
Doing that crossover and getting the quarterback.
Yeah. Who give a damn if he out here stat pack?
Yeah, exactly.
Just an absolutely insane thing that happened there. And, I mean, there's a lot more things to talk about. Did Jerry Jones mess up the money for the Texans a little bit? Because if you think about it, you go from $35 million being the amount of average annual value for a pass rusher at the start of this offseason. As we end the offseason, $47 million on average annual value, because that's the extension he got. 4 years, $188 million, which is about $47 million average annual value that he'll have to play for another historic team, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that.
Or maybe at the top of the heap.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that more as we continue here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, let's return to your Texans, who did not trade away their best player as they gear up for the season. But as we're getting ready for the season, where are the Texans most likely to struggle early? Because we've talked about there's possibilities of struggle in there. Where are those? Where's the most likely portion that you see the struggle? 713-572-4610. We talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.